Most condominiums in Barrie are pet-friendly complexes, but with restrictions. The two main restrictions are the number of pets allowed in a unit and/or the pet size, weight. There are not many condominiums complexes in Barrie and the surrounding area that have a zero pet policy, but they do exist. If you have a pet and are considering moving into a condo, make sure to reach out to the property management team to find out what the pet restrictions are. If you would like to review the pet rules and regulations, make sure to put a condition in our offer that protects you as a buyer. Pets are family and you want to be sure you are following the building's requirements. All condominium rules can be enforced by the property manager and condo board of directors. If you were to purchase a condominium and not follow the pet rules, you could be given notice for your pet to vacate, leaving you to make a very challenging and emotional decision. If you are living in a condominium with a pet, make sure to clean up after them. When potential buyers are viewing at condos, they are always looking at the condition of the complex, inside and out. People may see stains on hallway carpets or dog droppings outside and think the condominium is not well run or judge the type of owners who live in the complex. There are a variety of systems condominiums have put in place to help keep the condominium grounds looking their best. 1. Designated areas outside for dogs to do their business. 2. Using the back entrance with your dog rather than trekking through the lobby. 3. Leashes are a must on condominium property at all times, inside and outside. 4. If there is a doggy spa in the building, wash your dog off prior to entry. In conclusion, it is important to respecting the pet rules of any condominium complex. Not only do you live in a close proximity to your neighbors, but you want to make sure the value of your complex does not get affected by owner negligence.